Hello and welcome to Soundwaves, the official podcast of the Ellen MacArthur Cancer Trust. This probably won't be the first time you've heard me say this. We couldn't do what we do without our amazing volunteers. Whether they are on adventures with young people, helping us out with travel logistics, giving talks to raise money and awareness, attending events, there are so many things they do to get the word of the Ellen MacArthur Cancer Trust out there. Every year, we invite our volunteers to our annual Volunteer and Skipper Training Conference, which recently took place in Birmingham. I thought it'd be good for you to get an idea of what these are like, not just what happens at them, but what the vibe is. It's a day we all look forward to for a reason, and I wanted to share that in whatever way we can. So joining me this week is the newly appointed Luke Gilbert Volunteer of the Year, Martin, and our Volunteer and Team Development Manager, Christy. They're going to help paint a picture of what makes these training days so enjoyable and also why they're so important so that young people get the best support possible when they come to the Ellen MacArthur Cancer Trust. So with that, it's over to them. Hi, Chrissy. Hi, Martin. Thanks for joining us. Look, we have to get to the headline news pretty much straight away. Martin, Volunteer of the Year. How does that feel?
It feels amazing. It truly does. It's great to have last year's efforts recognized in this way. I mean, you and Chrissy both know that last year was a challenge, not just for me but for the trust in some ways. There was a couple of very long days in there, a couple of long weeks. It's great to have the award to recognize that.
You were commended for your calm and cool attitude, your generosity when it comes to travel volunteering, like you were saying, and even your baking on board. What is it that keeps you involved with the Ellen MacArthur Cancer Trust? What is it that keeps you coming back each year to volunteer in whatever way you can?
I genuinely love it. I get so much from being a volunteer and helping the trust support these incredible young people that we have on the trips. And you know, they are incredible young people, and I don't think it's, you know, it's not out of pity, and it's not because they've had cancer or anything like that. They just are incredible people, and they unfortunately have been put in a position where, you know, life's kind of given them a bit of bad news, and they've had to go through that, and that's how they've come in contact with the trust. But it's great to see their development, even over the course of 4 or 5 days, where everyone's kind of very shy and quiet on the first day. And it's a task to get them to stop talking at the end of the week and to stop having fun and go home. Because of course they don't want to, and that's completely understandable. So that's why I keep coming back. I think it's an incredible organization, and it does incredible things for children and young adults who have been through an incredibly tough time in their life.
So towards the end of March, we held our annual Volunteer and Skipper Training Conference. It's a big date in the Ellen MacArthur Cancer Trust calendar. A lot of our volunteers and skippers think of it as when the season kind of begins, because we're getting back into the mindset of the summer's approaching, hundreds of young people will be here soon, let's get started. Chrissy, could you paint a picture of the Volunteer and Skipper Conference for people who haven't been? What happens on the day?
So it's a wonderful day. We bring everyone together. So we start off with our skippers all together the day before, give them a bit of information about what happened last season, what our plans are for the season upcoming, and some of sort of the big topics and values we're working on within the trust and what we do. And then day two comes along, normally a Saturday, and we have volunteers from all over the country come together in Birmingham, and really we get a chance to tell them and our skippers all about the things we've been doing, but also give them a chance to socialise with each other, get to know volunteers they haven't met before, introduce our new volunteers to the trust community, and also do a bit of development together and a bit of training together about how we make a bigger impact and a better impact on our young people, and how we make the upcoming season and upcoming year the best it can be.
So you sort of touched on it there. You know, we hold these training events every year. Can you tell us about why it is important? What is it you hope people take from them? What difference does having them make to our amazing volunteer community?
I think we get the pleasure of working with volunteers from across the country. It's the only chance in a year that really we get to bring everyone together. And as much as we all love the online community, being in person and that sort of element of building that community is really key. But I think it's also about making sure everyone's on the same page and everyone knows sort of what we're working towards. And then on the flip side, that sort of socialisation and that ability to sort of form connections with each other. So when we're on a trip, and as Martin says, sometimes those are hard trips that actually we've got people to lean on and work together with, and everyone knows sort of each other and what they're doing, and how we're working together. So yeah, I think that element of sort of being together and making sure everyone is working on the same thing and towards the same goal, is really key.
What do you most look forward to about them, personally?
Not the admin. I think that element of community and you get to see so many faces, and often we get sort of a bit cycloned into sort of IG trips and cows and don't sometimes see some of the volunteers who usually volunteer up in Scotland. And actually that element of everyone being together, and you get those sort of moments if you just sort of stand in a room of old faces saying hi again, but also sort of new faces really sort of fitting in instantly into that sort of community and into that vibe of sort of trust magic, all in one setting. So yeah, just the energy of that day is really great, and yeah, that's my favourite part.
Martin, you were there at the event. Lots of familiar faces, lots of new faces too. Can you give us an idea of what the vibe is like at one of these training days?
Yeah, it's great. Everyone who's there is very positive, and they've come to, in a lot of cases, see people that they've known for many years but don't get the chance really to see very often. Like many of the volunteers, we cross paths on trust trips, but we might only do one or two trips a year, and even for some people, they don't do a trip every year. So it might have been a couple of years before, I personally have seen people, and they might not even have been at the last volunteer training and update day. So yeah, everyone's there. Typically, they're very happy to reacquaint with each other, and particularly for the new volunteers as well. And they're normally quite happy to have a chat and kind of establish themselves with the community that's already there. So yeah, it's a really friendly atmosphere. And I suppose it can be intimidating coming into it for the first time because, at the last one there, we had over 180 people at it. So if you're new walking into an environment like that where there's, I suppose, so many already established relationships and people kind of gravitate towards the people that they already know, I suppose that can be difficult to come into. But I would say, if you can kind of leave that anxiety at the door, because you will bump into people and you will start speaking to people and you'll make friends fairly quickly.
What kind of things would you say that you take away from the training days as a volunteer?
Well, that's one of the things that I really like is catching up with people, particularly geographically where I am in Northern Ireland. There's really not any opportunity for me to see these people, most of them, at any other time of the year. So I simply don't, unless we cross paths on a trip, which in the most part we won't, because there's so many volunteers and there's only going to be a handful of them in each trip. So that's one of the things that I really love, and particularly in the last couple of years as well, where it's been a bit more social, where I suppose pre-COVID, the training and update day was very much kind of a 9 to 5 type thing. I'm certainly not aware of kind of everyone going out afterwards or anything like that. I wasn't invited if they were, but yeah, I think in the last couple of years, having the kind of the dinner and the games and the award ceremony and the music, I think that's been really good, because even throughout the day, on the training and update day, maybe get half an hour in the morning for a bit of socializing, maybe an hour at lunchtime, and 10 or 15 minutes, a couple of times during the day. So it's not a lot of time if 20 or 30 people there. to go around and say hello and catch up with them all. So yeah, that's what I really like about it. The actual content of the day as well. I think that's really important because we get snippets of these things throughout the year. We might get an email or there might be a post on social media about some of these things. And some of the information is new to us and it hasn't been put out anywhere beforehand. So it's really good to kind of consolidate that all in one day and, get a bit more insight into why some of the decisions have been taken and what the ultimate goal is.
There was a big emphasis on this day in particular about equity, diversity, inclusion, and belonging. We had some scene setting, we had a panel session where some volunteers told us about their experiences, we had some workshops. Chrissy, we've been doing quite a lot of work around EDIB as part of the core staff for a while. What difference will it make now that that learning is really being rolled out more widely to the volunteer community too?
Our volunteers are the heart and soul of what we do. They're the people who are actually on trips and can start to influence that sort of culture on trips and what goes on trips. So I think it's really important that they're essentially the front line and they're the ones who can start to create that environment for our young people so that they feel like a trip's for them and that when they come on a trip, they can be their authentic self. And that we will do everything we can to include them and make them feel like they belong on that trip. So I think it's really important that they're sort of the central sort of people who can make that change and we can have an influence on that. But I think it's also really important that actually it's lots of little things and those sort of seeds we sow. If one volunteer can go and change something for someone else, that ripple effect we can then start to have. And essentially, us telling 170, 180 people in a room puts lots of little ripples to start off with on trips in our environment, which hopefully means that we can have a bigger impact more quickly. So more young people feel like a trip's for them and the charities for them more quickly and more authentically.
Martin, you'll have been there for these sessions. What did you take away from them?
Well, I thought they were very, very positive, and the trust was very clear on the need to be more inclusive and to break down those barriers to minority communities to ensure that the trust is reaching all people, all young people affected by cancer. So I thought it was great, particularly the panel that was done and hearing the voices. Yeah, well done, Scott. It was very good.
Hi,
Well
Chrissy.
done
Hi, Chrissy
to you
was
as
there.
well, Chrissy. But yeah, I thought that was really good to hear from the perspective of people within different communities, what their perspective was. And I think try as we might sometimes, and I like to think of myself as a pretty open-minded and fair guy, I don't know what these people have been through, try as I might to understand. So it's very good to hear that the trust is on a mission, really, to really just sit down and listen to what those people have to say about how to make the trust more accessible for them so that the trips are reflective of the society that we have.
We've talked a little bit about how many new faces were there this year. Hopefully, they're looking forward to this summer. Hopefully, they feel part of the Ellen MacArthur Cancer Trust community already. Martin, you've sort of touched on it a little bit, but what would you say to someone ahead of volunteering for the first time? Any words of wisdom or encouragement?
Have fun, enjoy it. Yes, there might be challenging times, and I think we can't forget our position to ensure that the trusts are the trips are safe for the young people, but also to make it enjoyable for them. But like I said at the start of the call, I mean, over the course of 4 or 5 days, you'll see the young people go on this incredible journey where, a few days ago they were put in a position where they were in a group of, 20 or 30 young people that they had never met before, and how quickly those relationships form, on a kind of mutual understanding of what everyone's been through, maybe if even they don't outwardly acknowledge or discuss that. So, yeah, just go in with an open mind and have fun and enjoy it. And you'll see the difference that it makes to young people. And really, there's no way to put that into words. You just have to experience it for yourself.
And Chrissy, what would you say?
I'd say that you've got a team around you. We're very much a community when it comes to volunteering and looking after young people. No question's a stupid question, and we will always try our best to sort of answer that and support you through that. I think, as Martin says, you will see such a change in young people, and it's so beneficial and so amazing to see. It might be a hard, intense 4 days, 5 days, but it's so rewarding at the end of it. So I think it's just, as Martin says, having fun and just knowing that there's lots of people around you who can support you through that sort of first trip as a volunteer, and hopefully many more to come.
That's it for this week. Thank you so much to Martin and Chrissy and you too for listening in. If you want to read more about Martin's Volunteer of the Year win, go to our website where there are more details about why he is such a deserving recipient of this important award. That's all for now. Until next time, take care.